right, gentlemen, that takes care of all the business that we have. One to come back up right now, so we'll have them to do that. And Mr. Hudson is going to believe us, was he wasn't on the other case. He'd asked me about it, and I told him he certainly could. You know, he's welcome to stay, but...
Are you sure you don't want that?
If not...
I don't.
Even Joe Bruce, too. He's leaving.
He hope you feel better soon.
I don't want him here anyway.
No, he's leaving. He said he's gone. Okay. Whoops. What are you trying to say, buddy? What are you trying to say? Yeah, I'm getting a little chunkier too, buddy.
Take care, Jeff.
Alrighty.
And just for the record, you don't have to be alone. You can have anyone else with you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
Alrighty. Well, then we're up. Okay.
Like you're prepared now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I am.
Alrighty.
All right. As to question number 3, not created by the applicant. The boundaries of the lot were in place since 1968. And I had no control over that way back when, and the gentleman who actually set them is now deceased.
Okay.
So the shed on the back part of it, on the Savage property, is actually, like, right on the line. So, again, I had nothing to do with that one either. The shed that is on the neighbor's residence, lot number 2, is actually the shed for the water pump for the whole park.
Right.
So that's sitting there also. So the screen porch on lot 2 was put in after. I'm really just asking on number 5, the minimum variance from the setback on the property lines from each side and front and back.
Mm-hmm.
The sheds and the porches, I had no control over. Mm-hmm. So I hope I've answered the questions.
Excuse me, I had a mouthful of words. We'll find out. Mr. Mills, we'll start with you.
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Riggers?
No questions.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. Then I have no questions at this time, Mr.
One question. Technical thing that at the last meeting, if I recall, you had mentioned that you were going to move the house towards the rear and that the front yard setback variance would not be needed.
And right, I would like to move it back toward the rear of the property as the other property sit, residents sit real close to the property line too.
Okay, and we had advertised it for a rear and these other ones.
Yes.
Now, if I recall, we didn't have the exact calculations as to what those would be if it's moved. So I just wanted to make sure, and I don't know if you have an updated schematic or survey
No,
or anything.
But the survey at the one point was 12 and the other one was 19.2, and I asked is to go back 5.
Okay.
So that would make that one 7 and 17.2.
Okay. The only thing that jumps out at, and I think this was a question we had at the last one, Mr. Chairman, was if those numbers would affect some of the separation distances from the other things. So I don't know if that's something the board wanted to consider, but I did want to make sure we brought that up tonight.
I appreciate that. I think that was Mr. Trump. Okay. Mr. Mills, did you have another question?
Yeah, just to the applicant, I'd like to apologize for the inconvenience. However, I felt, maybe the others felt, that it's necessary that the owner, you know, consider that, you know, the future and, you know, what it holds. And, I mean, obviously, you can't continue to put, you know, build structures on a property where they won't fit.
Nope.
And so, again, our apologies.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, and if the board is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion at this time.
You know the old saying, 10 pounds of potatoes into a 5-pound bag?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Ain't gonna work. Okay, again, if we're ready, Chair will entertain a motion. If not, do you need more time to tell them?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's the applicant has demonstrated it's a unique situation in that the if the previous tenant if you will, had not abandoned or what's the term, damaged the previous unit, then you know the need may not have been there, but because of that, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as it has been. I think that, you know, suggests a certain uniqueness to the situation, if anything else. Obviously, there's a irregularity in lot shape, size, what have you, topography. I think I'm convinced that it's not created by this applicant. She's just wanting to replace that structure that was otherwise allowed on there before. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. And by moving that back from the front property line, I think that that's constitute. They're asking for a minimum that will afford relief. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,932 without the front yard.
Do I have a second to that motion? Again, do I have a second to Mr. Mills's motion? Not hearing a second, and motion will be denied.
Motion
failed because of not getting required second his motion. Do I have another motion on the floor?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,932, based on the fact that this is being created by the applicant and the I don't see any reason for putting something like this in a lot like that, a 14x70, because it doesn't fit. I believe we're just trying to put, again, like I said, 10 pounds in 5-pound bag. So I make a motion we deny case number 11,932.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 9,1132. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Yay.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons, and I don't think it's just causing a room problem.
And I vote yay. So by a vote of 3-1, case number 11,932 is denied.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty, gentlemen, there being no other business before us this evening, I'm open for adjournment. So, Madam Secretary, do you have anything before I call?
No, I don't.
Okay. Already. Hearing no, they vote for adjournment.
So moved.
I have a second.
Second, Dave.
All those in favor of the motion? Aye. Aye. All opposed?
Aye.